probably tastes like Chef Boyardee spaghetti and meatballs.
Probably.
It depends on how far along it is. Yeah. You might have to call it ravioli.
In my 20s, I dated a lot of crazy women because I'm dumb. The weirdest sexual experience was the time I was going down on a woman. She came so hard.
You commit.
She came so hard that she miscarried in my mouth. I was a little drunk, and I ended up swallowing a portion of it. Here I was, looking like I just murdered the Kool-Aid man. And trying to calm down a woman that won't stop screaming at me that I ate her baby. Needless to say, the relationship didn't last that long after this incident.
Check, please.
I have one question.
Yeah.
Was it his miscarriage?
I don't know.
Because somehow it's more morbid if it's not.
I don't think it was. I'm guessing.
What is up, everyone? It's your boy, Dave.
How are you not hype after that?
And with me, as always, is the hype man, Shane.
I'm still hype. I don't know why we're going back through it.
A.K.A. the Shane Board.
Beep.
Also with us is the rambling man, Russell.
Hey, yo, Dave. How you like Chef Boyardee in the morning?
I love it.
Good.
I love it so much. This is great audio. Sorry, Mom. A.K.A. Russell Mania.
Oh, yeah. I want to send out a heartfelt apology to Dave's mom.
Yeah, Mama Chips.
Yeah, Mama Chips. Well, now she turned it off. She waited through us all jerking off stories. And now she's like, oh, that's where I call it. Clicked off. Unsubscribed.
Oh, man.
God damn it. This is the TKP Weekly.
Sure is.
And we're spicy today. It's this extra spicy edition of the TKP Weekly.
It's like sriracha in your mouth.
Yeah. Sriracha's pretty gross.
What? No, it's sriracha's amazing.
I don't like sriracha. I'd rather have like a Frank's. Or another hot sauce that isn't sriracha.
Oh. I thought Louisiana. You meant just like a man named Frank.
I don't know any men named Frank.
That's good.
I was thinking hot dog, but...
Like a Frankenfurter.
No, like a Frank's hot, like Frank's Red Hot hot dog.
Frank's Red Hot is the sauce.
They make hot dogs, too. There's branded Frank's hot dogs.
That tracks. But other than that, this is the DKP Weekly, where we talk about news.
Yeah.
Movie news.
Yep.
Hot dogs.
Uh-huh.
Miscarriages.
Not usually.
We talk about it all here.
It's a new one.
Yeah. Thanks for that, Shane.
I mean, it was from Reddit, so.
It's always good to cite your sources. So.
It was from a meme on Instagram that was stolen from Reddit.
Sick.
Yeah.
Super first sick. Up. Sorry, go ahead. I stepped on your shit.
No, I was just saying super sick.
Yeah. It's gross.
Yeah, it's pretty gross.
Ew, that's gross.
That's later.
I mean now, too. It yeah. fits. It fits.
It was warm. It does fit.
You're right. Anyways, first up, we have headlines.
Yes, let's move on.
Yes, we do. First up on headlines, brought to you by CNN, U.S. researchers discovered a massive amount of documentation on a computer server housed in North Korea, leading them to believe some U.S. production studios might have accidentally outsourced animation productions to the isolated land of the Kims.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa.
I mean, is that really surprising? Because, like,
not really.
I know for a fact that they send multiple places send their animation work to Korea. No, they never say South Korea. They just say Korea.
They don't say which Korea.
Yeah, so I get what you're saying. So according to the article published by CNN, this is a huge violation of U.S. I don't remember what they're called. Some sort of law that prohibits...
U.S. law?
Yes, U.S. law, Dave. But a specific law that prohibits American corporations from interacting or outsourcing labor to unallied countries.
Yeah, yeah.
So none of the companies, it doesn't appear as if anyone did it on purpose, but some of the outsourcing has been done to other countries, which then is what it looks like turned into outsourcing to someone else and out someone else and ended up being outsourced to North Korea.
Hmm. Now, which Korea does the fried chicken?
What?
Korean fried chicken?
I mean, I imagine both, but
South Korea's better.
The North Korean fried chicken's probably really small, and because it's like malnourished.
Yeah, it's
or just people. True.
Ooh.
Or just people.
Yeah, we don't know what like they're doing over there.
Fingers and stuff.
Yeah.
It's like, look, it's a drumstick or a wing.
No, that would be a tender.
I mean, if you took the bone out.
All right, this is bucked up.
Yeah. So anyway, some of the one of the specific animations was scenes that are in Invincible Season 3. So yeah.
Yeah.
Whoa.
It's interesting.
Huh.
HBO also has an animated show that's coming out that it looks like they had scenes of. And then there was some Chinese, in Chinese language, were instructions on how to resize and reformat and what to change in some of the animations and stuff.
Huh.
Yeah.
Weird.
Yeah. Super weird.
Is that, like, part of the sanction laws?
Yeah, I think that's what it
is. It's just the sanctions.
Yeah, I think it's part of the sanctions.
Okay. That's crazy, though. I mean, it doesn't super surprise me, but it is interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, it doesn't... I'm not surprised, but it is...
Yeah, it's
news
bad.
At the moment.
It's bad, and it's...
Yeah.
But, I mean, think about literally every corporation trying to outsource work to make it cheaper, as cheap as possible.
Yeah.
And, like, especially something like that. Like, in my line of work, there's a lot of, like, documentation about stuff. So you can't really do that.
Yeah.
But, like, when you're making a piece of media, you're just like, you can do this for me if I just like put your name in there, however you get it done, that's all you need. Okay, here you go.
Yeah,
you bid like half the price of anyone else, and you had like proof of work that looked good enough to me, so here you go. And then they send it to somebody else that isn't exactly like legal to be doing it,
right?
Maybe you don't know, but you're just like, I just went with the cheapest option that was their top tier that I was looking at, that I contracted was legal. But, you know, if they subcontracted it, I didn't know.
Yeah.
Because they don't have documentation on that kind of shit.
Yeah. I mean, it apparently happened super easily. So,
yeah. Yeah, I mean, it doesn't surprise me. Outsourcing is, it's so easy and fast to get to a point of illegality.
Yeah.
like, even with something as, you know, simple as media, where, like, it's hard to make it, it's like, kind of hard to make it illegal.
Yeah.
Like, you have to work, if you're in certain areas or doing certain things, you have to work within the confines of certain unions or whatever, and if you, like, move one step outside of it, then you're in uncharted territory.
Yeah.
And it's the same same thing with any other, you know, line of work. I'm sure the same with you guys at your place, and the same with Dave at his work. Like, if they get something that isn't what it's supposed to be, then they can't, like, give it out.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The same thing with us. Same thing with you guys. And if you do, you could get in trouble.
Big trouble.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Monetarily or, like, actual, like, like, legal felony trouble, possibly, depending on the severity of it.
Fucking jail time.
Federal pound me in the ass prison.
Yipes.
That's from Office Space,
guys. Oh, I know. Yeah, I know.
It is, like, you know, for our listeners, just in case they're like, that doesn't happen in prison. It's from a movie, and it does. So shut up.
All right. Well, up next on Headlines.
Headlines.
I got some video game Anyway, Variety reports that Comedy Central has greenlit a Golden Axe animated comedy series based off the popular side-scrolling Sega game of the same name. Huh. Golden Axe originally released in 1989 and produced three sequels. The series will be written by Mike McMahon, co-creator of Solar Opposites and Star Trek's Lower Decks.
Okay.
Matthew Rhys, who played Perry Mason in HBO's Revival series, and Danny Pudi, Abed of Community, are attached as voice actors, and Comedy Central has ordered 10 episodes to start.
Weird, but
yeah,
it could be cool.
Like, Golden Axe being a comedy is odd to me, but okay.
Yeah. So Danny Pudi appears to be playing the comic relief.
Mm-hmm.
So his character is, how do they describe it? Never, like, kind of, like, meandering through stuff, or,
aloof.
The word I'm more, yeah, aloof. Aloof works. That's not the word I was wanting, but yeah, he's kind of, like, aloof and just, lucking his way through things.
Mm.
And so. Yeah, he'll be there's three members of the party, and then Danny Pudi's character. The three members of the party have repeatedly been trying to kill this big boss guy, and they can't get it done.
So are they just kind of doing, like, a Viva La Dirt thing, but animated and under the license of Golden Axe?
Maybe, I don't know.
So that kind of what that sounds like.
I'm intrigued.
Yeah, I mean, whatever. I'll check it out, but
yeah, I'm intrigued.
It's weird.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be weird. I'm curious as the animation style, because that's probably going to ultimately determine how much of it I can watch.
Does it look like Golden Axe? What was that? That, like, 16-bit show that they had? Is like a. It looked kind of like 16-bit, but it was like about a game developer.
Code Monkeys.
Oh, yeah.
That was on G4.
Yeah. Oh, that was on G4.
Yeah.
Dude, that would be hilarious if it was 16-bit.
I would watch a show that looked like Temple of, or Tower of Doom. Or Shadows Over Mystara.
Yeah.
Golden Axe, like, until, like, later Golden Axes, because Golden Axe was older, but it was basically the same game.
Yeah.
That's neat.
Yeah, that should be fun. At the very least, it should be fun.
Yeah, sure.
We'll see. All right, up next, the Russian Republic of Chechnya has placed restrictions on the tempo of dance music.
Chechnya?
Chechnya.
I don't know.
I don't either.
I'm always confused on how to pronounce those countries' names.
Musa Dadayev, the cultural minister, said all musical, vocal, and choreographical works must be between 80 and 116 beats per minute to make music conform with the Chechen mentality and sense of rhythm, according to the Russian news agency TASS. Well, you might think this is ridiculous. I'll remind you, this is the same government that was once accused of mistreating their sexual minorities, and the response was to deny these allegations by saying there are no homosexuals here.
Yeah.
None. They don't exist.
I think it is Chechnya and Chechen.
Chechnya.
I hate everything you said.
Yeah, right? Yeah. How obnoxious is that?
I hate all of that.
Yeah.
Well, see, our songs are between 80 and 116, but sometimes they're double time. So, okay. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah. Also, don't fucking tell me how to make my goddamn music.
Yeah.
Don't fucking tell me shit. Fuck you, Chechnya.
He said something else along the lines of...
Oh, I'm so mad. I don't know him.
He said because he's restricting the music that they can listen to.
It's fucked up.
Should be mad. It's fucked up. Yeah. I mean, it's not happening here, but it's still fucked up.
We're not gonna take it.
No, we ain't gonna take it.
Okay, stop.
D. Snyder won't sue us. He's cool.
Whoever owns the song might, though.
That's
But he also said something about wanting to get the Western influence on their music out of the scene.
Mm.
I fucking hate that.
Yeah. It's pretty rough. Pretty dumb.
Yeah. I don't even know what speed my music is, but...
It's more than 116.
Yeah. Probably.
No, most definitely.
Thanks, Shane. You know more about it than I do.
Yeah. Yeah. And then The Witcher has been renewed for a fifth season ahead of season 4's release. But what? Netflix also announced that the fifth season is the finale of the show.
The finale?
Yeah. Final season.
So we're going to have two seasons with not Henry Cavill Witcher?
Yeah.
That's pretty dumb.
Who is it instead?
Liam Hemsworth.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And then unrelated to The Witcher, Henry Cavill is expecting his first child with girlfriend Natalie Viscusco.
Yeah, I saw that.
She could be a sister of battle.
No, she's going to be a custodes.
Oh, that's right, because they're female custodes now.
They're all have always been
female. There's always been female custodes.
Female custodes.
Yeah.
Good headlines, buddy.
That's what I got for headlines.
Nice.
Oh, I mean, so I'm going to explain the inside joke that we just had about female custodes. There was a new Warhammer 40K rulebook that came out. It was the... Space Marines or Codex, the Custodes Codex.
Orcs Codex comes out this weekend.
Oh, nice. Is it going to be like, there's female orcs? And you're like, what?
Orcs
no, they're all they're asexual.
They're all orcs.
Yeah. They're just orcs. Whatever. Put boobs on one. I don't care.
They're just big mushrooms. So
yeah.
Really matter.
They're fungus. But in the Codex, there's something about, like, and it's just like one little blurb, right?
I think so, yeah.
It's just like, there may have always been female custodes. And, like, people are quitting Warhammer over it.
What the fuck?
Dude, I don't know.
Yeah.
So people are like, no, there's no female space marines. No.
Not in my 40K.
Not in my 40K.
Stupid.
Who do the heterosexual men have sex with?
They exist only for the Emperor.
Yeah, man. None of that shit matters. It's just the Emperor.
Yeah.
It's why Space Marines are fascist and they suck.
Yeah.
Thanos all the way.
Dumb. Yeah. Just eat humans. It's fine.
Yeah. The red ones go faster.
But yeah, so the apparently the like weird hard in the closet, so hard in the closet that they've become bigots. Guys are taking themselves out of the hobby. Yeah. So
pretty stupid.
That is wild.
Yeah, it's fucking weird, man. It's so, not even like a,
so,
like,
I mean, obviously, like, Trump ends up seeing, like, the hole in the market, right? And, like, develops his own Warhammer-style miniature game.
It's my own game. It's huge. It's the best game.
It's the best game ever.
The best game ever played.
It's called Battle Axe.
There's no females. No.
Are you tired all of women men. Running your game nights? You're tired of fictional women running everything?
Fucking stupid. I'm glad I play orcs. Where their only big thing is they believe it and it happens.
Yeah.
You know that, right, Russell?
Yeah.
Orcs have just belief magic.
Yeah.
I thought that shit was wild.
Yeah, stupid.
Yeah.
But after headlines,
We
got recommendations.
Recommendations.
I got a few.
Yeah?
I watched and did stuff.
Oh.
Yeah, isn't that wild?
Congrats.
Thanks, buddy. Last weekend, Thanksgiving, Mike and I went and saw Civil War.
Oh.
From A24.
Yeah.
Written and directed by Alex Garland.
Yes. Really fucking good.
Okay.
Really, really good. Super intense.
Good.
It's not a happy movie by any means. I really enjoyed it. There's a few things that I'm like, okay, I wish it would have explained a little bit more. Because they kind of just throw you into this Civil War.
Yeah, where Ron Swanson has been president. He's starting his third term.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But really, really good. On top of it being like a civil war in America, it's also kind of like a road trip movie.
Yeah.
Which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
Because it's about war journalists traveling the country to get to D.C.
Yeah.
To try to interview the president.
Oh, okay. About the Civil War.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, super, super intense. We went and saw it in IMAX.
Okay.
Which is wild that's in IMAX. And it was so goddamn loud that, like,
I feel like a Civil War would be.
Yeah. And, like, one of our other buddies that was with us was sitting next to me. And every time someone fired a gun, he jumped.
Nice.
Because a lot of times it was pretty jarring. Like, you go from, like, a quiet scene here, bah, 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 Jesus.
Yeah.
But yeah, Civil War, it's in the theaters right now. Recommend it.
Okay.
So, Dave.
Yes.
What kind of American are you?
A good one. I'm the best American. Dude, that scene is gnarly.
It looks intense.
I recommend it.
I want to see it.
It's real good.
I'm probably going to wait. I'll probably watch it here.
You don't really have to see it in IMAX for sure.
Yeah.
Okay. You just turn your TV up loud and it's the same thing.
I'll just like shoot guns off when they shoot guns off.
Yeah, yeah, in the movie. Just like it.
Yeah.
Real immersion. So yeah, I recommend Civil War. It's great.
All right.
I also watched another movie.
Yeah.
I watched it on Shudder.
Oh, yeah.
It just came out the last week. I watched Late Night with the Devil.
I can watch it on Shudder?
Yeah, it's on Shudder.
Oh, shit. I should have watched this already. No, yeah. I shouldn't have. I don't have Shudder. Do I?
No.
I don't have Shudder.
I could help you.
No, you can't.
No, I can't. But anyways, Late Night with the Devil. It's good.
Okay.
It's not like...
I don't know. They winked at each other, and now I'm all... What's happening?
Acknowledge that.
Well, you guys did it on the show, and there was like a long gap in time, and it's not a visual medium yet. So I thought I would clue the audio listeners.
And now we're spending time on that.
And now I'm spending time on explaining why I explained something that you guys left out, because this is not a visual medium. And now I'm explaining why I was explaining it.
Late Night with the Devil. It's a good movie.
All right, cool.
It's not like it wasn't very frightening.
Yeah.
By any means.
Okay.
But it was done really well. It shot really cool. Like, it feels like an early 80s. Because, like, the premise is it's found footage from I think it was 70s, late night television show, their Halloween special.
Okay.
That was recovered.
Cool.
And it nails that vibe down, like, perfectly.
Sweet.
It's really good. Really good. I won't give anything away.
Yeah, don't.
But there's maybe a devil.
Spoilers.
Late night.
Well, now we don't need to watch it.
What's in the title, dog?
Yeah, Late Night with the Devil.
This title spoiled this movie.
Yeah.
I'm angry.
I mean, that's happened before.
It's the outrage.
Yeah.
I know. It's like people giving people scars and stuff.
Oh, Jesus.
I also have one more recommendation.
Oh, man.
Do it.
Yeah. This one is you use your ears to consume it.
Yeah.
High on Fire, which is a band.
They're sure
a metal band. They just had an album. I think it was out last week, maybe 2 weeks ago. Cometh the Storm is their new album. I've been checking that out. I've been getting super into like stoner metal and like stoner rock and stuff.
Nice.
Like sludgier stuff. And this is really good.
Good.
It's pretty sludgy.
Nice.
Kind of slow and heavy in spots. Yeah. And then some like really fucking cool guitar work and just instrumentation.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's dope.
Cool.
Cometh the Storm.
Is that the genre stoner metal?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I said it so quietly the first time.
You did. It was weird. But yeah, it's super cool. I actually saw them. I saw them live one time. They opened up for Death Clock.
Oh, I did too.
Years and years ago.
That's why we were talking about it.
Oh yeah.
Fuck, you both seen Death Clock?
No, I didn't see Death Clock.
Oh,
I've seen.
It was a different show that I saw High on Fire at.
The show I went to was High on Fire, Converge, Mastodon, and Death Clock.
Yeah, that sounds like a cool show.
Fucking love Death Clock.
Me too.
I also like Mastodon a lot.
I like Mastodon. I've seen them twice.
I feel like I might like High on Fire at the Arcade.
Just High on Fire.
Oh, just High on Fire. High on Fire.
Arcade Fire.
Arcade Fire.
That's a different band.
Yeah, okay.
But yeah, if you're into that kind of stuff, check it out. It's dope.
I also had a music recommendation.
Oh, recommend it, dog.
I just found out that there were 2019 remasters of a couple of albums that I really liked.
Okay.
Demons and Wizards self-titled album.
All right.
And Touched by the Crimson King, their second album.
Mm.
I guess they remastered and did deluxe versions of both of them, and that's on Spotify. I imagine it's on Apple Music and stuff too. It's really fucking good. You should check it out. Check out like Poor Man's Crusade, Fiddler on the Green from the self-titled, and then like Beneath These Waves or Crimson King, or their cover of the Immigrant Song.
Ooh.
They also did, what was the one on the other one? Oh, they did White Room.
In the White Room with black curtains.
Okay, stop.
It's okay, we didn't do the actual words to that part, it's fine.
No, you can't do any of it.
Oh. No, it's called a parody, it's fine.
No. But yeah, so like check those out. But they also put out a album in 2020 called Three, and I did not think that was very good.
It's not a good one.
No, it's very like kind of meh. Like, okay, so they're like a super group made up of people from like Iced Earth and Blind Guardian.
Okay, all right.
So, like, Blind Guardian is like a power metal band. Yes. Iced Earth is more like a thrash band with a little bit of Iron Maiden in it.
That's accurate, yeah.
And one of the guys in Iced Earth is actually from Indiana, but he also was like one of the guys that stormed the Capitol on January 6th.
Oh, no.
Yep. Yep.
So you play Space Marines, right?
That's good, Russell.
Maybe.
Mark a good joke for Russell on the good joke board.
We'd have to have
to pull
a
out of storage.
Yeah,
we'll
pull
out of
storage. Good joke board.
Yeah, when you have a good joke, we write them down.
Yeah.
Oh my god,
we have to do that when we do audio.
We can.
Video.
Audio.
When we
video.
Do audio.
When we eventually do audio. Right now we're just video.
Huh. Well. But yeah, so the newer record is like kind of formulaic. It's like the riffs weren't catchy. And stuff
like
that.
Generic.
Yeah, kind of generic. Mm. And then I went back and I listened to some of the old stuff and I was like, this is so much better. That's sad. But they remastered the old stuff, so I'm super into it.
Nice.
It's not that old. I think the first one came out in like probably like 2000, 2002, something like that.
That's not too bad.
But
I'll check that out. That sounds cool.
Yeah, check it out. It's super good.
I love music.
Dude, Fiddler on the Green is actually like top five songs ever.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn.
Oh, wow. Fucking amazing song.
Damn.
Wow. Top five ever.
Top five ever.
Yes. 100%. We'll listen to it after this.
Ever. Okay.
Yeah.
Right now.
Well, after this show. Not... We can't listen to it on the show, Dave.
What if we say good things about it? We can listen to it.
I mean,
it then,
I'm
right?
going to say it's awesome, but like we can't listen to it on the show. We'll get demonetized.
Well.
Fair. Not that we make any money anyway.
I didn't say it. He said it.
Hey, we've made some sense.
Yeah.
I've never made any sense.
C-E-N-T-S.
But
Russell, you had a do not recommend.
Yeah.
I do have a do not recommend, but you guys talked about so much music stuff. I don't talk about a music thing.
Okay.
Talk about a music thing.
Okay, so Cassie and I have been watching this show on Netflix called Girls 5 Eva, and it's awful in like all the best ways.
I've heard of Girls 5 Eva.
And it has Sarah Bareilles in it. So like, I watched a reel, and then I was like, what the fuck is this from? And then we watched the first episode, and I was like, this is awful, but like good awful. Like I'm laughing the whole time almost. Like she doesn't laugh as much as I do, which might be weird, but I thought it was funny.
And that's music
so
related?
I would recommend it. Yeah, because they're basically like this girl group that had one hit in the 90s, and then that was it. And then some new rapper like samples their one hit, and so they think that everyone wants them back. They're like, "Oh, we got to mount a comeback," and then no one wants them back. And it's just like Shane would hate it because it's like that weird, awkward
I
humor.
Already hate it.
Yeah. So it's like based on like being like kind of weird and awkward. So it has like a lot of like the awkward humor in it.
I would love it.
And I think it's hilarious. I also love Sarah Bareilles. So like that helps.
Right.
I think it's cool that she like has a random TV show. She's also on Broadway. So like her transition made a lot of sense. Mm. But
oh. That was
my music recommendation. Like...
What?
That wasn't on the rundown.
Check. No, it wasn't.
No, it wasn't. I also forgot I watched it.
Yeah. It's not my fault. He didn't bring it up.
Man, you should cut that, man.
I don't edit this one. He does.
All right, you ready? Good I have a do not recommend.
Yeah.
I do not recommend Rebel Moon Part 2. Just as I didn't recommend Part 1.
Oh, my God.
You're still continuing not to recommend Rebel Moon?
I am, because a lot of people were like, this is gonna make 1 better. And honestly, like, I never thought it was going to make 1 better, because 1's pretty bad, like, from top to bottom. And 2 is somehow worse.
Sweet Jesus.
Yeah. Like, I don't know how. Like, it's so bad. Like, the core idea is cool, because it's based on Seven Samurai, so, like, the cool idea is cool, like, but it is not cool overall.
Yeah. This is not done well.
No, it's so... And, like, a lot of the elements from Seven Samurai are there, and you almost feel like you're just watching... Like, you don't feel like you're watching something inspired by Seven Samurai. You feel like, at this point, I can fully commit to this thought because I've watched both parts. It feels like they took all the best parts of Seven Samurai and then tried to build around those parts. It wasn't, I'm inspired by this thing. It was literally going to be, and I think this is why they didn't do it as a Star Wars movie.
Instead of being a samurai, he is an outlaw in space. Instead of being this other guy, he's this other space thing.
In space.
In space, and
yeah,
that's it.
Yeah, see, that might have been cool. So except for that, which might have been an original idea inspired by Seven Samurai, it's like, hey, we're going to go to a village on this desolate planet that is still, like, old school because it hasn't been colonized by the new fucking empire yet, and there's someone in the village that is going to defend the village by getting 6 other people together. And we're going to defend this village by, I don't want to spoil anything in case anyone does want to watch it, but
Space Samurai.
we're going to defend this. There's not even, that's my point though. There's very little space in this space opera. There's ships and there's light, there's sabers of light, but
they call them that?
No, they're like machetes with a fucking light blade at the end of it.
Like a vibro knife?
Yeah, kind of.
Yes.
Vibro axe?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's also a Star Wars thing.
The vibro?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Right? It's in Star Wars.
I don't remember what that's in. Is it Star Wars?
I think so.
Yeah, it's like stuff that was like still using melee weapons but wasn't the Jedi.
Yeah.
There's also like the Darksaber, but I don't remember what the Darksaber is.
Darkness.
Well, yeah, I know that. Like, who like made it and who uses it and stuff.
Darth Plagueis the Wise.
The dude from Breaking Bad has it at one point.
Yes,
Gus. Giancarlo Esposito.
Yeah. Gus. Gus Fring.
Yeah. But... So Rebel Moon somehow managed to be worse than any Star Wars movie at all. So visually, like, some of it looks good.
You remember that we only liked, like, 2 1/3 Star Wars movies, right?
Yeah, but then I watched The Force Awakens again over the weekend after watching Rebel Moon 2.
Don't fucking say it.
After watching Rebel Moon 2. And I can confirm for you that Rebel Moon Parts 1 and 2 is worse than any Star Wars
Okay,
movie.
So you're not saying that it was good, though?
No.
Okay, it still sucks, well, but they suck more.
Yeah,
okay.
I don't like The Force Awakens the same way I don't like A New Hope, because it's the same movie.
Yeah, I mean, I always forget that we don't like the same 2 1/3 movies. But we both like 2 1/3 movies.
Yeah.
But it's not the same 2 1/3 movies.
They're just backwards.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah, so don't watch Rebel Moon. It's real bad.
Okay.
And do not watch.
I watched it, so you don't have to.
Thanks for watching.
Yeah, appreciate
it. For taking that bullet for me.
Yeah.
I took the first bullet with you, but like the second one, you're on vacation and
oh,
stuff.
You did watch the first one with
me. Yeah, I watched the first one. It was terrible.
Yeah.
I didn't watch the first one.
Yeah. So at the end of the first one, she like sort of kills dude, but he doesn't die,
he
right?
Back,
she gives him a scar. She gives him a very dramatic scar. And like one of the opening, I think it's the opening scene, dude is like in a revitalization tank, like in Dune. So that's straight. It's the scene from Dune.
Yeah.
Like the scene, like where the guy's coming out of the fucking tank, the Baron. Yeah. And then,
no, we need to watch the second Dune movie.
It's good.
The guy's like, he's like, we got to go back to this planet. And when he wakes up, he's like, we got to go back to that planet. And the
we
guy's
have
like,
to
why go,
back?
Go back. And he's like, we got to find the Scar Giver.
Boom, boom, boom.
He hasn't even seen the scar yet. And that's how the whole movie feels.
Shane's about to throw up in his microphone.
Awful. And supposedly there's a 6-hour cut of both movies coming. So, I won't watch it. I don't care.
Will not
I don't care how much better Zack Snyder's Justice League version was. I will not watch it.
Okay.
Yeah, that doesn't sound like something I'm into.
Yeah, don't do it. It's not worth it.
Is that all we had for recommended? Do not recommend?
I think so.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah, dude.
Hell yeah.
Hell no, dude.
Hell no for that one, dude.
I had the do not.
But yeah. Hey, do you know what is hell yeah?
What's hell yeah, Shane?
VHSs.
Hell yeah, dude.
Dave, what's in your VCR this week?
I'm glad you asked, man, because I got a good one.
You do?
Well, it's a one.
Okay. Do you remember which one it was?
Yes, I do. So I watched a movie.
Yes.
From 1991.
Okay.
Starring...
Uh-oh.
Dolph Lundgren.
Okay.
Okay.
Also starring Brandon Lee.
Okay.
Okay. Tia Carrera as well.
Okay.
Please forgive me. Kerry Hiroki Tagawa.
Okay.
Also known as Shang Tsung.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
This is 1991's Showdown in Little Tokyo.
Okay.
This sounds good, Dave.
It's fun.
Good.
I wouldn't call it great.
Yeah, so it sucked.
No, it didn't suck.
Nah,
it was fun.
Okay. All right. Hold on a second, Dave. When you're like, it was fun, and then you struggle for a second, and then you're like, it wasn't great.
Yeah.
But it was fun.
It's not as good as Big Trouble in Little China. But it's still fun.
Is it anywhere near as good as Big Trouble in Little China?
Not really.
Okay, so it's...
But, like, so it's a very, very simple movie. I'll read the synopsis.
Okay.
Two LA cops with opposing views on what is the best way to uphold the law have to work together to bring down the Yakuza while trying to protect a beautiful woman.
Okay.
There's the plot.
No twists?
Nope.
Okay.
Nope. Actually, the biggest twist is, can you guess who the Japanese historian and fluent Japanese-speaking expert is in the movie?
Steven Seagal.
No. Dolph Lundgren.
Dolph Lundgren, fun fact, has an IQ of 160.
He's a smart guy.
Yeah.
Smart guy. Also a Japanese expert in this movie.
Like, of the culture?
Yep.
Oh, cool.
He works in Little Tokyo in L.A.
Did he even talk about hentai?
He didn't.
Oh.
Oddly enough.
Not that much of an expert.
that's like the private time talk. But yeah, it's ridiculous. The fight scenes are insane. They try to do like a buddy cop type movie with it.
Okay.
And Brandon Lee and Dolph don't really have a chemistry.
Yeah.
But one of the best parts is Brandon Lee is reading Miranda rights to a guy he's currently kicking off a scaffolding onto a into a vat of gasoline. Yep. Also, and lighting a match and saying you have the right to remain dead.
Yes.
That's the best part of the movie, to be honest.
Did he light a cigar with that match before he threw it?
He did not.
Okay.
Just lit the match and threw it. It says you have the right to remain dead.
I mean, it was 91. It should have been a cigarette.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
wait, was he a cop?
Yes.
Okay, he is a cop. Okay.
Yeah. They broke several laws.
That's better than we got to find the scar giver.
True.
Yeah.
True.
That's a great line. We got to find the scar giver is a terrible line.
Terrible line. Yeah, the right to remain dead is pretty.
It's pretty good.
It's fun. Very action packed. Lots of gunplay.
Okay.
There's a scene where just like at the beginning of the movie, so you know that Shang Tsung is a bad guy.
Mm. He takes someone's soul.
He takes someone's head.
Oh, close enough.
There's a girl. There's a girl that wants to be with him.
I will swallow your soul.
Just like that. Yeah. Only he takes a samurai sword and cuts her head off.
Oh, he cuts a woman's head off. Even.
Yes.
So he's a bad, bad.
He's a bad guy.
Because like regular bad is like, I killed a dude at the beginning of the movie.
Yeah.
And then bad, bad is like, I killed a woman.
Yeah.
The power of the skulls is mine.
yep.
And then like, I'm just trying to be controversial with this movie is I killed a kid at the beginning of this movie.
Right.
What's his line that he says exactly like that in this movie?
He doesn't really have that many good lines.
Ah, damn it.
That's unfortunate.
He's like a background bad guy. Like, he's like, I'm a bad guy.
You know what the other line is from, right?
Do I? I don't think I do.
It's from The Phantom.
Oh, shit. Yeah. We watched that on the show.
Yeah. We did watch that on the show.
Yeah.
Phantom is great.
And that's literally, like, all he does in that movie, because he's not really in the rest of it.
Right.
He just, like, shows up when they get to, the pirates are actually here.
Yeah, Showdown in Little Tokyo.
All the pirates.
Is that in 91?
Yeah.
91.
Okay, I guess that's, like, at the beginning of him, like, being like, you need this guy as your bad guy.
Yeah.
There is a couple of, one of the big henchmen is a dude that, he's been in everything, every bad guy.
Mm-hmm.
I'll show a picture of him. You'll know exactly what I'm talking about.
Oh yeah, what the fuck? What's his name in Ninja Turtles?
Yeah, he's in Ninja Turtle, Secret of the Ooze.
Yeah,
no, he's in the first one too.
And the first one,
I don't remember his name. I want to say Hiroki, but I feel like that is not right.
Do.
I have to leave that in now.
No, not that one. That one. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles from 1990.
Tatsu. But yeah, Rotten Tomatoes. I was looking that up and I got distracted. Rotten Tomatoes gives it a 33%.
Toshishiro Obata.
He's in like every... He's the bad guy in like every movie.
So what does Dave's Maters give it?
Dave's Maters... gives it a... threw me the fuck off. Like a 53.
Mmm.
53. So you're rating it higher, huh?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's fun. All
right.
Yeah, do you guys like cops shooting bad guys?
Yeah.
And punching bad guys?
Sure.
Watch this movie.
Sometimes. Are they actually bad guys though?
Oh yeah. They're the Yakuza.
Did you guys
are they actually the Yakuza or are the cops just saying that?
No, they're actually Yakuza. Okay. They got the tattoos and everything.
Did you guys remember that Sam Rockwell was in the TMNT movie from 90?
Yeah.
Nope, absolutely not.
Yeah, he's one of the kids.
Yeah, he's the head thug.
Yeah.
He's one of the foot soldiers.
He's like one of the head
I can see
soldiers.
It.
He's the one that walks up and he's like, hey, got cigarettes, you
yeah.
Menthol or unfiltered?
What the fuck? I just watched something with Sam Rockwell in it.
You watched Argyle.
Oh, yeah. I did. Fuck. I had a recommendation.
Too late. Do it next week.
I'll do it next week.
You do it right now. It's fine.
No. It's okay.
Okay. Showdown Little Tokyo. That's what's in my VCR this week, Shane.
Nice.
Thanks, dude. Do you guys know what it's time for?
Yeah.
What is it?
Time for? Hang it, Big Brain with Dave.
Hang it, Big Brain with Dave is correct. You guys ready to hang the biggest point. Brain?
I got a point.
Shane got a point.
Sure.
That was unfair.
This week I got a fun one, Russell. You're going to get it. You're going to nail it.
He asks that question every week, and that's the first time either of us have gotten a point from it. So
it's true. You guys ready for this one?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fun one. This one's about arcade games.
Oh, shit.
Oh, boy.
Old video games in general, but mainly arcade games.
Okay.
All right.
It's 10 questions.
Okay.
No multiple choice.
No multiple choice.
No multiple choice.
So when you finish the sentence.
Yeah.
Or buzz in before.
Don't buzz in before. That's rude.
Okay.
I'll finish it, then you buzz in. Okay?
Yeah.
But first off, Shane, what's your buzzer?
Berserker Barrage.
Hell yeah, dog. Russell?
Kapow.
Kapow.
Yeah.
Yeah. All
right.
All right. Question number one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the exciting video game quiz.
Yeah.
Okay.
What's the name of the blocks in Tetris?
Berserker Barrage.
Shane.
Bricks.
Incorrect.
Ah.
Kapow.
Russell.
Tetra.
Incorrect. It's actually Tetraminos.
Fuck.
Oh, okay.
Tetraminos.
I was trying to remember from watching the fucking movie.
Oh, I did not watch that.
Nah, the movie's great. I loved that movie.
I heard it was good. Number two, no one's on the board, but pick it up, Russell. What's the first Olympic-themed sports video game?
Kapow.
Russell.
Track and field.
Correct! Ah! He's on the board!
That wasn't even a guess. I'm way too excited.
Mark the Russell's on the board.
Board. You gotta get all of these out of storage.
Number three.
Okay.
Russell's winning, Shane.
Yep.
In what game did Sonic the Hedgehog make his first appearance?
Berserker Barrage.
Shane.
Sonic the Hedgehog.
Incorrect.
Russell.
I guess.
Look at his. Oh, he's wearing shoes now. I was going to say, look at his feet.
Sonic. Sonic feet. He's got Sonic feet.
Yeah.
God dang it. I'm going to hate when you say it. I'm going to. Kapow.
Russell.
Animal Friends?
Incorrect.
Yeah, that's not even close, is it?
It's a game called Radmobile.
Radmobile.
It was a racing game.
Yeah.
And he was the little
air
freshener that hung on the...
Oh, okay.
He hung on the mirror.
What the fuck?
Yep. No one got that one right.
Yeah, that's wild.
Yeah.
That's more wild than what I thought. I thought he was like in a game with some of the other characters that were like that it was a different game, but anyway.
Nope. He's in Radmobile. Okay. And he loves chili dogs.
He does love chili dogs.
So do I. Am I Sonic?
I don't know.
That wasn't part of the question. Question number four.
You're not blue, so
that's true. Russell's still winning. What's the name of the first arcade game which introduced a leaderboard?
Berserker Barrage.
Shane.
Galaga?
Incorrect.
Kapow.
Russell.
Asteroid?
Incorrect.
Pac-Man?
Space Invaders. Oh,
Space Invaders.
Fuck!
Space Invaders.
God damn it.
You were close, Shane.
It's also called Asteroids, not Asteroid.
Yeah.
Fucking Russell.
Dumbass.
Piece of shit.
Russell's still winning.
We're doing terribly.
Yeah, this is number five, dudes.
And he's got 1 point.
I got too excited over track and field.
The very first arcade game was released in 1971. What was it called?
Berserker Barrage.
Shane.
Pong.
Incorrect.
Okay.
Russell, got anything?
The very first arcade game was released in 1971. What was it called?
Kapow.
Russell.
Is that Pac-Man?
Incorrect.
Okay.
It was Computer Space.
What?
Computer Space. Pong was 72.
Ah, God damn it.
Question number six. You guys ready?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How many ghosts are in Pac-Man?
Berserker Barrage. Oh.
That's Russell.
Four?
Correct!
I felt like the easy answer.
Correct.
I almost.
The right answer.
It was the right answer.
Okay.
You're on the board again.
I'm on the board
again. You're still on the board.
Yeah, still on the board. Well, I stayed on the board.
Not again. He's on it.
Oh, God. Could you imagine if we lost points?
He has to be at negative for a long time.
This isn't Jeopardy, okay?
Number seven. What's the name of the company that developed Pong in 1972?
Berserker Barrage.
Shane!
ColecoVision?
Incorrect.
I fucking know.
Incorrect, Shane. Russell?
Kapow?
Russell!
Kaleidoscope?
Incorrect. It was Atari.
It's
Atari.
I second guessed Atari because I was like, I don't think Atari was a company until later, but
they were a company.
Okay.
No, Nintendo was a company like way, way before.
Yes.
1889.
That sounds about right. They did like puzzles older than that. Right?
Yeah.
Number eight. Russell's winning with 2 points.
Yeah.
In which classic arcade does the game sound clip randomly generate the character's speech audio?
What?
In which classic arcade game does the game sound chip randomly generate the character's speech audio? Stumped you, huh?
Berserker Barrage.
Shane!
Donkey Kong?
Incorrect. The way you said that was funny. Incorrect. Russell, any guesses?
Kapow.
Russell?
Paperboy?
Incorrect. It was Q-Bert.
Oh. I always forget that that was a game.
Q-Bert. Number nine. What is the name of the sumo wrestler playable in Street Fighter II?
Berserker Barrage.
Shane.
E. Honda.
Correct. You're on the board, bud.
On number nine.
Number nine.
Welcome to the board.
I didn't get blanked.
Russell's getting awfully lonely on the top.
Yeah.
Number 10.
Number 10.
What is the name of the first boss character the players encounter in the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles arcade game?
Berserker Barrage.
Shane!
It's Rocksteady.
Correct! Oh, shit. You guys got a tie.
Yeah. What a comeback.
Oh, shit. Don't call it a comeback. It's been here for years. We have a tie.
Okay.
Which means we have a tiebreaker.
Okay.
that I definitely
prepared
for.
Yep.
I definitely prepared and I'm ready.
Okay.
I'm so ready for to give you guys a hot question.
Hot question.
A hot question.
Straight out the freezer.
Straight out the freezer. Wait, what? No.
Is this like the loop of the different camera angles from Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Where it's like...
bah, 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 yep. Bah. All right. Tiebreaker.
Okay.
What material were the first set of pinball machines made?
Out of?
Of. Oh. Made out of?
Berserker Barrage.
Shane!
Wood?
Correct! Correct! Shane! Russell's very upset.
Can we go back to when I got track and field?
Yes, let's do that. Let's all think about that.
I was going to say cardboard, so I wouldn't have won anyway.
Cardboard?
Yeah.
Did you know that pinball machines used to not have flippers? The first pinball machines didn't have flippers.
You just like took it back and forth?
You just like plunged the thing. Like you just like shot the ball.
Pinball.
Yeah.
Yep.
I mean, it's kind of like Plinko.
Yeah, a little bit like Plinko.
Yeah.
Like there's like laying little, down. Like,
holes.
Yeah, you're like avoiding the holes and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Shane won. Feels like a real dirty win, though. No offense, Shane.
No, that was terrible.
But that's all I had for Hanging Big Brain with Dave.
Nice.
Hanging Big Brain with Dave.
Oh, yeah, that's him.
I love you, Shane. unfortunately, though, it means the end of the show.
Boo.
Yeah. Sucks. We had a fun time.
It was a fun show.
I had fun.
Yeah.
Did you have fun, Shane?
Yeah, man.
Hell yeah, dog. I always have fun when I'm with my friends.
Yeah.
Shane and Russell, my two pals.
Aw.
Yeah. I'm trying to pitch a show on TBS, my two pals.
Oh.
Yeah, and you guys should be the pals.
We should like own a pizza place.
It should be like me and my two pals. So me that and my like they don't just like make a show with us and then you're not even on it.
Well, I'm like the main character. I'm like the narrator.
Yeah, that's why it has to be me and my two pals.
Me and my two pals.
Yeah.
Don't steal. Okay, I said it. They can't steal it.
Don't steal Dave's name.
Yeah, don't steal it, please. All right. This has been the DKP Weekly.
Yep.
I've been, yep, boy.
Yep, boy.
And with me, as always, is the Shane Dog. A.K.A. Shane Nasty.
Ew, the beginning of the show was gross.
Very. Oh, so with us is Russell the Love Muscle.
Ooh, yeah.
A.K.A. Producer Russell.
Thanks for joining us on the Drafty Quarters Podcast Network. You've been listening to the DKP Weekly. Please follow us on all your social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, until it's banned, like 270 days. I'll cover that next week. Please send us your comments, thoughts, concerns to draftdq@gmail.com, and we will read your email on the show. Hit us up on Patreon for $1 a month. You can get DQP Does the MCU.
$1!
I'd buy that for a dollar.
I hope you would.
Please?
He does every month.
And find our Amazon wish list in the show notes.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, bruh.
Hell yeah, bruh.
Yeah, bruh.
Yeah, bruh.
All right, boys. Let's wrap this one up. Ready?
Wrap it up.
In a bow.
In a bow. In a nice, pretty bow.
Yeah.
Because we'll catch you on the flip side. And don't let your meatloaf. Bye.
Bowl.
Bye.
Deuces.
Deucin.
The little.
Deuces.
Deuces.
Yeah, not deucin. That's a different thing.
That's a poop.
That's a
poop. Hey.